Next man up, 102.5 The Game. Jake Lyman joined by Corey Curtis from News 2 in studio. Parker Kelly on the ones and twos, broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Going to be a fun show today. We got Corey for a little over 2 hours today, so we will talk Titans head coaching search and much more. Corey, how's it going? Happy New Year.
I am a delight, Jake. How are you?
Doing great. News yesterday, and that is what we were going to spend most of the first hour of the show on. John Harbaugh has been fired by the Baltimore Ravens. Not a complete shocker, but we. I think after we got through Monday, I didn't really expect it to happen. But as we've learned here in Nashville, firings can happen on Tuesdays, too.
Sure.
And the Ravens made that move yesterday afternoon after 18 seasons of John Harbaugh at the helm in Baltimore. He immediately becomes the number one candidate on the market. The Ravens automatically become the number one job on the market. And chaos ensues, as we were talking about before. Adam Schefter tweeted yesterday, the agent for John Harbaugh said seven teams reached out to him within the first hour of John Harbaugh being fired. There are only six other jobs outside of the Ravens open on the market.
Yeah, which means teams with – and maybe not every team that had an opening called. So maybe it's more than
one team
with a head coach called. Because our reaction first off was like Jets, Dolphins.
Maybe Packers?
Maybe. Maybe. I mean, you could say maybe to a lot of
teams. There are a lot of teams that
– Vikings?
I think aren't 100% sure.
Yeah.
Speaking of Vikings, Kevin O'Connell is the only NFL coach of the year since 2018
to
who still has his job right now.
Well, I mean, Mike Vrabel.
Or still has his current job.
Yeah, Mike Vrabel has a job, just not the one he wanted in.
Yes.
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 And, you know, maybe Matt Nagy's head coach again this year.
Right, that is true. Nagy was 2018, and you look through, you've got Vrabel, Stefanski, Harbaugh. I'm missing one who got fired, too. But, yeah, it's been – maybe you don't want to win NFL Coach of the Year because it likely means you're not long for your job based on what we've seen.
Kevin O'Connell.
With the Vikings.
Okay.
So
wah.
We'll see how long he gets to stick around.
God, Dan Quinn didn't win that last year?
No.
Yeah.
Because it's a regular season award.
Yeah.
So I guess you didn't see the Commanders make that run to the NFC Championship at that point.
I can't believe Dan Campbell hasn't won it either.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess last year he did go 15-2, but the expectations were higher for the Lions than they were for the Vikings. So, but anyway, John Harbaugh has been fired. Before we get into the Titans part of this, I wonder what the process was here with John Harbaugh, because Tyler Loop makes that field goal.
Yep.
John Harbaugh is still coaching the Ravens leading into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
What is the dividing line for the Ravens ownership of like, okay, if this happens, he's fired. If this happens, he stays. Because is it as simple as if Tyler Loop makes that field goal, John Harbaugh does not get fired, period? Or would he have had to make a run at least a game or two deeper into the postseason? It just feels pretty arbitrary to fire him, considering they were one 45-yard field goal away from going to the playoffs.
You know, I remember when Mike Munchak left the Titans and I was talking to Rustin Webster. And Rustin and I are friends, so I don't like playing gotcha games with him.
Right.
But I did. And I said, so you are adamant that you think this was a playoff team had Jake Locker not gotten hurt. And he's like, absolutely. I said, so you fired your coach because the quarterback got hurt. He's like, no. And I'm like, well, yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, this is what we're talking about. You fired the coach because the kicker missed a kick.
Right.
You know, you could argue. I mean, look, wins and losses are what everything is weighed on. How you get there doesn't always seem to really matter. Okay. But I will say this. That's not a great Steelers team.
No.
It's a mediocre Steelers team. And maybe the feeling is we need to be clearly better than them. My theory is this, Jake. Some teams, the Eagles were one of these teams with Andy Reid. They just get bored with winning.
Okay? Agreed, yeah.
They get bored. And I know that sounds ridiculous. They get bored with being good. And they're like, well, if we're not going to be great, then we got to go find something else. And I get that, because the goal is to win the Super Bowl. It's not to be good.
Yeah.
I mean, you're always building to win the Super Bowl. And if you don't think you've got the coach to get you there, then, I was a Mike Mularkey guy. Oh, all the way. I think they should never have fired him. You know, I thought, he got jobbed in that whole process. But I also said this, if John Robinson doesn't think he's a Super Bowl coach and thinks Mike Vrabel is, then that's his job to put him in that spot. And so I respect that 100%. And so I think, this is just a case where playoffs 12 out of 18 years could have been 13.
Right.
But their latest runs in the playoffs have been disappointing. And I think that stings. I mean, we know it stings. You know, we've been here, three times as a one seed and lost at home?
Not won a game as a one seed.
Yeah, and you know how bad that stings. And everybody, when that happens, you are looking for someone to blame.
Yep.
Because that is supposed to be your year to at least get to the AFC Championship game or the NFC Championship game. And to not even get out of the first round is really frustrating. And the Titans did that to the Ravens a few years ago.
Yep.
And didn't just beat them, just beat the bricks off of them. All right. And so somebody's going to take the blame, and you've got to take your pick. Are you going to blame the quarterback, or are you going to blame the head coach? And you could argue the quarterback has underperformed in the postseason. He did put them in position to win this game.
Yeah.
Clearly not the same Lamar that we're used to, but still put them in position to win this game. And the bottom line is this. It's easier to find a new head coach than a new quarterback.
That's exactly what I was going to say. In college, the most important person in a program is the head coach.
Absolutely.
In the NFL, it's the quarterback.
Absolutely.
And you can replace the head coach and really not see too much of a drop-off when you have a talented roster.
Let me give you a perfect example.
Go ahead.
The New England Patriots.
Right.
Tom Brady, Bill Belichick.
Right. Yes. Bill Belichick deserves a whole lot of credit for their success.
How'd they do after?
Right.
How'd they do before?
Right. So it's one of those things where you do have to blame somebody, and I do think that the Ravens fan base was getting a little bit tired of being the bridesmaid but never the bride.
Mm-hmm.
It's like years and years with Lamar Jackson, you're right in the thick of the playoffs, you're the one seed, you host an AFC championship game a couple of years ago, and you just can't quite get over the hump. John Harbaugh, 18 years, lots of success. I do wonder if it ends up being a James Franklin, Penn State type of scenario for the Ravens of you fired the guy, and is there an upgrade out there on the market for you? Is there somebody who is going to come in and be that Super Bowl head coach that you're looking for?
I will say this. Yes, there is. There is.
You just have to find him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, what makes the Ravens such an attractive job is their front office. And they have done such a great job of hiring. I mean, look, their last two head coaches went to the Super Bowl and won.
Yeah.
Okay.
Over 25 years.
Yeah. No, but they both did it.
No, it's very true.
I could go through the Titans or the Chicago Bears and give you a litany of coaches that didn't do that.
Right.
What else do they do? Every year, the draft comes and goes, and you're like, how did they get that guy? How did they get that guy? How did they get that guy? And all they do is pick good players every year. They don't overthink it. They don't ever overthink it.
That's what I was going to say, is the Ravens are the kings of picking the guy who everybody knows is the most talented.
Yes!
And you're like, oh yeah, probably would have been smart to take that guy. The year they got Kyle Hamilton and Tyler Linderbaum, everybody was saying, those are the two can't-miss guys in this draft, but they don't play premium positions. And the Ravens are like, who cares?
Yeah,
we'll take them.
They're great players.
It would be the example. We mentioned it earlier in the week because somebody texted in and said, would the Titans consider Caleb Downs or Jeremiah Love at four? And I said, the Titans can't really consider those guys at four, but somebody's going to be very happy that they slid to them. And the Ravens would be the perfect example of a team that would take a guy like that and say, we don't care that he doesn't play edge, wide receiver, corner, tackle. He's a good football player, and we're going to take him.
Yeah, no, I mean, they do a great job of developing their guys.
Right.
Their guys always seem to, and John Harbaugh and his staff deserve a huge amount of credit for that.
Yep.
And so it's, look, they may elevate from within, too. That's a possibility.
That's a good point. And I did see a tweet yesterday of, imagine if they had made this move a couple years ago. Obviously, you don't fire a coach who went, I think they went 13-4 a couple years ago.
Yeah.
But they had Mike McDonald sitting on their staff.
Yeah.
And that would have been probably the guy you would have looked to be the successor. Obviously now has the one seat out there in Seattle. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. If you want to text or call, our phone lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Again, John Harbaugh fired as the head coach of the Baltimore Ravens after 18 seasons, and he is immediately the number one target out there on the market. Will the Titans interview him is the first question.
Well, he's got to get past Jason Garrett first there, Jake.
Right. That is true. Let's slow our horses. Make sure Jason Garrett doesn't want this job before we go talk to John Harbaugh. Will the Titans interview him is the first question. I heard Paul Kaharsky say on Robbie and Rex Road, 5% chance the Titans even interview John Harbaugh. But I think the Titans owe it to the fan base, they owe it to themselves to at least take a shot at it and see what happens. And we'll talk about John Harbaugh, what this means for the Titans coming up next. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. Off and running on this Wednesday, Jake Lyman, Corey Curtis, Parker Kelly, next man up, 1025 The Game.
Well, that's certainly the goal. Anytime anybody, you know, gets in front of a microphone, we're representing Amy in this organization. So, and to your other point, we've done a lot of work here on these candidates, and we intend to bring in the right coach for this team long term. That's going to work with us to grow this team, to get it better, to really instill a culture here. That's what we need, Paul. We need a leader that's going to show up here every day here to work and really just instill that belief. Instill the attention to detail, the accountability piece that we need here, and the unity piece to bring everything together here in this organization. So I do feel really good about the process that we've gone through to identify some of these candidates, and that's the goal. That's the intention, you know, to get a head coach in here that's going to be here for the long term and to win a lot of games.
That was Mike Borgonzi yesterday talking about what he's looking for in the Titans' next head coach. Jake Lyman, Corey Curtis, Parker Kelly, next man up, 1025 The Game. Sounds an awful lot like John Harbaugh, and I know that he immediately becomes the number one candidate out there. The only team that he has been linked to so far is the New York Giants.
Yeah.
And I saw tweets yesterday of, tell me that John Harbaugh isn't the exact coach the Giants are looking for, a culture setter and blah, 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 all this stuff. I'm like, it's what every NFL team is looking for.
I mean,
the Titans
winner
included. Yeah. And I think for the Titans, you look at this and you say, they've got to at least kick the tires on it. You've got to reach out and, you know, we saw the tweet. Schefter said seven teams already reached out. I'm sure the Titans were one of them. If he doesn't want to come here, there's nothing you can do about that.
That's right.
Right? You can't control that. He probably wants to be in New York, and Paul Kaharsky said 5% chance he even interviews. So very unlikely, but the Titans at least have to do their due diligence because he is the only home run slam dunk hire out there on the market that you think can come in here and immediately turn this thing around.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's two coaches out there who've won Super Bowls, right? Mike McCarthy and John Harbaugh.
Yeah.
And so, you know, in both coaches have a long history of winning, and it makes them both attractive.
Yep.
And the team may not interview either of them, as it
turns out. There has been no report that they have interviewed Mike McCarthy.
But, you know, the one thing I will always say to go with what you said is information's free. Just because you interview a guy, you don't have to hire him. You don't have to offer him. You don't have to do a second interview.
Right.
But you need to talk to him. And I always use Mike Tomlin as the example. The Steelers were all set to hire Ken Whisenhunt. He was their OC, and he was going to get promoted. And people told him, you got to talk to this Tomlin guy. You just do. And they talked to him like, wow, we got to hire him.
Yep.
Boom.
Won a Super Bowl just a couple years later.
Boom. Yeah. And so, yeah. So, look, yes, you have to talk to him if he'll talk to you. If you're right. If he doesn't want to talk to you, then you can't control that.
Right. You can't control that. If you reach out to his agent and you say, hey, we'd really like to get John in here for an interview, and they say, hey, he's not interested.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing you can do outside of, you know, offer him the moon and the stars in money. But, like, for Harbaugh, I don't even know if that would be what he's looking for.
He's 64 years old.
Right.
So he's looking for a chance to win.
Right.
And so, I mean, you know, if he believes in Cam Ward and Mike Borgonzi, then he might think in a year or two he can get this thing turned around. And we saw it all over the NFL this year. Three teams did it.
Yep.
Okay. And so, you know, you can have the people may not understand that belief, just like with the Titans locker room. We asked them all, and they all believed it. All right. He's the only one who has to believe it. Okay. He's the only one who has to buy it.
Right.
And so, you know, that's going to be for him to decide. And, you know, he may decide he doesn't want any of these jobs.
There is a chance that he just wants to take a year off. We've seen it from plenty of coaches. Yep. It's like, hey, you get fired after a long stint somewhere and you take some time off. You mentioned Mike McCarthy. He did that after Green Bay. He took a year off this year after Dallas. Titans have not requested an interview or
by the way,
have to request.
But Dallas could be another team that makes that call.
You know what? You mentioned that. Doesn't Dallas make sense as
Absolutely.
The seventh team?
Absolutely.
Because Schottenheimer, nothing against the guy, he always kind of felt like a placeholder for Jerry Jones until he found the guy that he believes could be.
I could see Harbaugh and Henry as a package deal over there.
Derek, he almost went to Dallas, I believe.
That's where he lives.
Right.
So yeah.
That is an interesting point, and I think the Cowboys may have been that seventh team, the mystery team.
I didn't think about them, but now that I think about it, I go, that's very Jera.
It sounds a lot like Jerry Jones.
Hey, what do we have to do to get John?
John Harbaugh's out there. You mentioned Mike McCarthy, and I saw this on Twitter yesterday, and I thought it was very interesting. You've seen the meme of like it's like the flirting versus harassment thing.
Yeah.
It's
such a fine line.
John Harbaugh.
Life is hard.
180 wins, 13 playoff wins, one Super Bowl. He's 63 years old. Mike McCarthy, 174 wins, 18 seasons, 11 playoff wins, one Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Almost identical records.
Yeah.
Flirting versus harassment. It's like you say John Harbaugh and everybody's like home run, slam dunk, higher. Everyone says Mike McCarthy. It's like, I don't really know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean,
I get there's context around all of those
there
things.
There is. You know, there's another thing about coaches in the NFL generally don't get a third bite of the apple.
Right.
And so McCarthy got his second bite and had some good teams in Dallas, but never did anything in the postseason. And I think that's what soured a lot of people on him. He won his Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers, right?
Right.
And so there's going to be a lot of people who think, oh, well, you just won because you had Aaron Rodgers in his prime. But again, you know, you've had two bites at it. You know, look, if he'd won another Super Bowl in Dallas, then it'd be like Bill Parcells, and people would be lining up to hire him again.
Right.
But he didn't. And I think that's why people look at him generally and say, oh, that ship has sailed.
He went 12-5 three straight years in Dallas.
Yep.
But he only won one playoff game.
That's bad.
And that is definitely where you draw the line. Because you look at the Ravens, even though, yes, things soured this year, they missed the playoffs, he got fired. 2 years ago, they were in the AFC Championship game. Mm-hmm. They beat the Titans a couple years before that. Fell to Buffalo. So he has had success in the playoffs, just not enough success that the Ravens were looking for when you have Lamar Jackson in his prime.
And again, we don't know how much friction there was between him and the quarterback. I mean, we haven't gotten definitive word on that. We just heard reports about it.
Yeah.
And so I think you have to think that there's something there. I'm not going to say that he had an ultimatum, it's me, but look, if everything was kumbaya, I think he's probably still there.
Well, there was a report yesterday that part of the reason he was fired is because he would not consider firing Todd Monken.
Okay.
Apparently, that was something ownership and the front office wanted, that they wanted to make a change at the coordinator level, and he said, I won't do it.
Yep.
And we've seen that before. I mean, that was part of the reason that
they
put the Mike Mularkey thing out there.
Mike Mularkey was getting fired no matter
what. No, I know, but that's the reasoning they put out there.
It is.
Was that Terry Robiskie had to go.
He was going
to
fire him no matter what. I will take that to my grave.
615-737-1025 is the phone number. Let's go to our phone lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Our good friend Trey has called in.
Trey, thanks
for calling. Good morning.
To you in 7 days. Let's go.
good morning, Corey and the gang and Jake. Hey, I just wanted to say, hey, buddy. Hey, I just wanted to say that, you know, as far as me, I think most of the people that's out there are basically recyclables, which means they have less than probably a 50% winning percentage. I don't want anybody that's around a 50% winning percentage.
Well, Harbaugh is not.
Harbaugh and McCarthy are both over 60.
I saw his number the other night. He's at like 61, 62, which is fantastic. But the only thing I have with Harbaugh, is he going to let Cam Ward lay out of practice like he let Lamar Jackson lay out of practice? That was getting out of hand. And then to blame him for, you know, different things that went on with the organization. Look, Lamar Jackson went out there, tried to extend plays. When he tried to extend plays, he would get hurt. I remember the last time he got hurt, that guy hit him in the kidney. He went down. That wasn't Coach Harbaugh's fault. That was Lamar Jackson's fault. But I think the only person I would look into is Coach Harbaugh. But I do have some issues with, you know, can he come in there and get the guys together to want to win? I like Saleh. I don't like Mike McCarthy.
Saleh's winning percentage is way below 50%.
I know. Who, Saleh?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that I picture him as like a clone of Coach Vrabel, basically. If you get him
well,
in
he's
here,
had good defenses. Vrabel only had a 32nd-ranked defense.
I know, but Coach did a whole lot more than just defense.
Yes, I know, but you're talking about him being a clone, that's all. Hey, Trey, let me ask you a question, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I put out a tweet yesterday, because you're a Titans fan, asking people, after having, you know, Derek Mason, Derek Henry, Samari Roll, Steve McNair, all shoved in your face by the Ravens after they left here, would it give you any satisfaction to get John Harbaugh and beat the Ravens with John Harbaugh as your head coach?
Oh, that would be beautiful.
So I put that on a tweet yesterday, and the overwhelming response was exactly what you're saying.
I would love it, and I would love the fact that if he came in here and did a great job, and then he retired here, get him a house here, that would be great.
Put him in the Ring of Honor.
There you go.
but some other buffoons out there, I wouldn't waste the money on them. But Coach Harbaugh, I would definitely love to see him. But y'all have a good day. Love y'all.
Thanks,
see
Trey.
Y'all later.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Trey. And that's a good point. I saw your tweet on that yesterday of it's been years and years of Titans legends leaving and going
into
and finishing
Baltimore.
Their career in Baltimore. It'd be pretty nice. I mean, you'd have to see how he does here. If he comes in here and it's a disaster, that wouldn't feel quite as not quite as much satisfaction there. But if he came in and turned this thing around, got you back to the playoffs for a couple of years at the very least, like, I think that would feel pretty good for Titans fans.
Like, I know everybody gets different levels of responses. I got upwards of 20,000, hits on that, which for me is a pretty good number. I mean, the overwhelming amount of responses, and they're all the same thing, is really, hell yeah.
Well, speaking of Derek Mason, we are lucky enough to have Derek Mason on our radio station, and he talked yesterday right as John Harbaugh was fired about it. We're going to hear what he had to say coming up next and talk more about John Harbaugh as a possible candidate for the Titans. And even if he isn't a possible candidate for the Titans, what does this mean for the Titans head coaching search? We'll talk about all that coming up next. Tonight, Vanderbilt men's basketball takes on Alabama at Memorial Gym with an 8:00 tip-off. The pregame show starts at 7:30 on 102.5 The Game. Jake Lyman, Corey Curtis, Parker Kelly, next man up, 102.5 The Game. Next man up, 102.5 The Game, Jake Lyman, Corey Curtis, Parker Kelly with you on this Wednesday, talking about John Harbaugh, who was just let go from the Ravens after 18 years at the helm of the Baltimore football team, won a Super Bowl back in 2012, but he is now out there on the open market. The only team that has been officially linked to them is the New York Giants. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm seeing a report from Tom Pelissero that the Raiders and Cardinals are also interviewing Matt Nagy. So the Titans aren't the only ones talking with, and Nagy's supposed to talk tomorrow.
I think Matt Nagy is a more attractive candidate than Titans fans are giving him credit for.
Mm-hmm.
Not my favorite candidate, but he's more attractive than he is. And we're talking about John Harbaugh here because, again, he is the number one guy on the market. The established guy most recently has been a head coach that has won a Super Bowl. Like Mike McCarthy, we talked about him. Very similar careers, but it would be his third chance, not his second chance. And obviously he's been out of the league for a year now. John Harbaugh has only been linked to the Giants. But yesterday, the news came out in the afternoon, right as DVD is on the air. And lucky enough, we've got Derek Mason on our radio station, who played for John Harbaugh. Obviously spent a lot of time with the Titans as well. Here is what Derek Mason had to say reacting to John Harbaugh's firing.
Speak of the devil, David James just tells me, via Adam Schefter, that John Harbaugh has been fired.
Oh, wow.
Talk about timing.
Well,
sources,
there you go.
John Harbaugh is out as the Ravens coach, according to Adam Schefter. So talk about timing. John Harbaugh,
goodness,
now on the list.
Again, and I'm going to stick by what I said. It may not be popular.
Denard Wilson might all of a sudden be changing his tune a little bit, right? Denard Wilson's background with John Harbaugh.
Yeah, you may be right. But, again, I'm not going to change my tune. I love Harbaugh.
You think he might just need a year off?
I think he might just need a year off. Like, there's a reason why I think Vrabel took a year off. I think there's a reason why Mike McCarthy is taking a year off. Now, he may end up taking a couple years off, but at least that 1 year off. Sort of to re-energize yourself. New thoughts. Being able to look at things differently.
And he knows his stock is not going to go down.
Exactly.
His stock, if anything, will go up. The further he's away, he can do.
That was Derek Mason talking about the firing of John Harbaugh. And he went through and said that he thinks he's going to take a year off. But he did say later on that if he doesn't, the Titans should be going all out to get him. And I think that's the logical thought from almost everybody, is that if he wants to be here, he should be the next head coach of the Titans. The question is, does he want to be here? John Harbaugh, if he's interviewing with a team, it's less of an interview of John Harbaugh rather than he is interviewing you. Why should I come and be the head coach of your team?
That's probably some truth to that. But, I mean, look, it's still got to be a two-way street. And I am not taking anything away from John Harbaugh when I say this. He's had good players.
No, it's very true.
He's had good players.
He's had good quarterbacks his entire time in Baltimore with Flacco and then Jackson. There was no gap in
between. Flacco was a rookie when they came here and won, and he was not great that year. And even in that game, he completed one big pass to Mace that really won the game. And they won the game with defense and turnovers.
He also had the pass to Todd Heap that was after the play clock had expired. we won't get into that.
Yeah, I mean that was an ugly day. But yeah, just look at some of the players around that team. Derek Mason. You know, Ray Lewis. I mean, he's had a lot of good players, and you know, that's part of it. His development of those players, like I said, is also paramount. You know, he's the head coach, and his staff have done a good job, you know, of drafting, you know, the front office drafting, and his guys developing those players. I always say it's more about the Jimmys and Joes than the X's and the O's,
right.
But you know, it does take. You know, we saw with the Patriots, Bears, and Jags, you get the right people in there running the show, and they can get those Jimmys and Joes pointed in the right direction. And sometimes you find out you got a little more than you thought you had. The Titans' offensive line being a good example the last 6 weeks. When they committed to being a running team and running the football and getting after it, hey, those guys suddenly didn't look so bad. But he's a great coach, but he has had good players. And I think, you know, it's not like he made chicken salad. He did not.
Right. And Trevor on the text line says, Vrabel was 49 when he took a year off. Harbaugh is 63.
Yeah.
Not really a spring chicken. I agree with that because you look at McCarthy, too, when he took the year off from the Packers back in 2019,
he was
55, 56. Yeah. So, yeah, I would think Harbaugh will be taking a job this year. And
if he can't, yeah.
Everything's pointing to the Giants, and when you look at the attractiveness of the jobs, it's always in the eye of the beholder, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, different coaches are going to have different priorities when it comes to taking a job. Do you like the quarterback? Do you not like the quarterback? Do you like the city? Do you like the ownership? All that kind of stuff. It does seem like if I had to pick a job, I think it would be the Giants. The Giants have the most talented roster.
They've been bad for a long time.
I know, but you at least can look at that roster and see the pieces.
Yeah.
Malik Nabers, if he gets healthy, which
Brian Banks.
I guess Malik Nabers was still on crutches yesterday when they did locker room cleanout from his torn ACL in September.
His IHOP commercial is really good.
It's really good, yeah. That's, I mean, to agree to do that and be able to laugh at yourself, and not that being injured was his fault or by any means,
no.
but to agree to do that and basically be like, I lost all of these people in your fantasy leagues, I thought that was pretty good. But Malik Nabers, Brian Burns, Abdul Carter, the Andrew Thomas at left tackle.
Yeah.
If you like Jackson Dart.
Dexter Lawrence.
Right. Like Jackson Dart, I think, is the
That's it.
Cog
That's
that you
everything.
Look at. Does John Harbaugh believe in him? Does John Harbaugh believe he will stay healthy is a big question. But I think you look at the overall totality of the jobs. I think the Giants are the best job out there. And if John Harbaugh wants to go there, I would understand it. But I think there are things that would make the Titans' job attractive too.
Mm-hmm.
And I struggle to believe that Harbaugh is only going to interview for one team, right? That doesn't seem to be in his best interest if he's trying to get the most money, too. I don't think money's his main priority, but the agent's going to want to get the most of it. If he wants to go to the Giants, he's going to end up with the Giants. But although I don't think he's going to go on a big, long interview tour of all six jobs that are open, I think he is going to interview for multiple teams, and hopefully the Titans are able to convince him to come here.
Well, I think the Titans and Giants are in much the similar boat where they're not complete rebuilds.
Right.
I mean, they're rebuilds.
You can see the pieces that are already there.
Yeah, like you talked about, you've got some pieces with the Giants. If you can shore up the offensive line and the quarterback takes a step in the next year and you get back Malik Nabers, you can sit there and say, okay, maybe – you know, maybe we got to, I mean, you're in the same division as the Eagles.
Yep.
So that doesn't get easier. But the Commanders took a big step back.
Yep. Fired both coordinators yesterday.
Yes. Including Cliff Kingsbury.
I guess not fired. Mutually agreed to part ways.
Well, you know, so you don't have to ask for permission to talk to Kingsbury anymore. You can just do that. So, and I think, you know, with the Titans, you know, I know where they're at, but if you believe in Cam Ward, you know, that's a big question answered. You know, the Raiders are in jail. The Cardinals are in jail. You know, no, I'm serious, because Kyler Murray, we don't even know if he's going to be back next year.
I think the Cardinals are the worst job available by far.
I mean, they've got some talent on the offensive side of the ball.
Right. They've got some players, but they don't have a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Because you assume Kyler Murray's gone. And picking third, you're probably not going to get a quarterback. I know Ty Simpson might come out, but will they think he's worthy of the third overall pick? Sometimes you fall in love with a guy, maybe, but there's not an answer for the Cardinals right now at quarterback.
Diego Pavia.
Yeah, there you go. With the third overall pick.
Could you imagine if they had Pavia and Kyler Murray?
There you go.
They'd have the shortest quarterback tandem in
ever.
NFL history.
Yes.
Yeah, they should bring Fran Tarkenton in as the coach.
The Raiders is an interesting one, because for Harbaugh, you'd get a chance to pick your own quarterback.
Mendoza or Moore, right?
And you work with Tom Brady. Is that attractive for John Harbaugh?
It might not be. I mean, it's like the Shedeur Sanders thing, you know? Do I want to deal with Deion?
Right. You know, no, that's a good point.
Then if I go in there, nobody's talking about me. They're all talking about him.
Yeah.
And do I have to do everything he says? You know, he doesn't even technically have a job here, and he's telling me
he's
what to do.
The minority owner who they just let pick and choose what he wants to do.
Yes.
With John Harbaugh, I know the idea has been floated out there of, if you do hire him, does he want roster control? And he didn't have roster control for 18 years with the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that's not something he would ask for.
He got
but
pretty good players.
I don't know if there's any indication to make you think that he definitely is going to want that.
Yes. No, I mean, for sure. And if he does want it, then that's going to eliminate him from some jobs. But you're right. There's not a history there of wanting that. So, you know, again, I think at 64, he's worried about one thing, and that's getting another ring.
Right. I think it's more going to be, can he find a GM he has a good relationship with?
Sure.
And
yeah.
I don't think the GM is going to be a deciding factor when you take a job, but that's at least something that I think the Titans can say they have over the Giants. Is Joe Shane is about as close to a lame duck GM as you can find.
Yeah, I'm really surprised he's back. And yeah, I mean that, and I think Mike Morganzi, and we know the track record here. I understand that, but I think after the draft class that he just had, where
you feel
you feel like he's got some safe ground enough where they basically said, okay, you're in charge of everything. All right.
Right.
You're in charge of the roster.
They've promoted him after one
yes.
year instead
yeah.
of Joe Shane, which, again, I've said it before, but I do not know how that man still has a job. He embarrassed himself on national television.
Yeah, Trent Baalke, Joe Shane, they kept their jobs when you just couldn't believe it.
But at least with Baalke, he was being incompetent behind closed doors. Like, Joe Shane on HBO said, why are we paying Daniel Jones $40 million? It's not to hand it off to a $25 million a year running back. And then Saquon Barkley runs for 2,000 yards the next year for your division rival and wins the Super Bowl. I cannot believe he still has a job. So at least that's something that you could look at and say, maybe that's something the Titans would have over the Giants is stability at general manager.
Yeah.
But
and also New York's New York.
I mean,
you got to deal with stuff there that you don't have to deal with. The worst thing you got to worry about here is PK and Jared.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it.
That is true. And no state income tax is always something that gets brought up. I don't know how much of a factor that would be.
So the players pay their income
based on where they play.
Based on where they do the coaches have the same thing?
I would assume so, right?
Are they considered performers?
Because
the players are considered performers, like a musician. So I don't know if the coaches also fall into that category. That's an interesting question. I'm a genius.
In every state they play in NFL. Because I would assume, yes, I would assume the rules would be the same.
By the way,
doesn't really say anything.
If they were, hypothetically speaking, able to get Harbaugh, you know, do you think that speaks well for keeping Denard maybe as the defensive coordinator?
Right, I would think yes.
I don't know.
That would be my guess is that would be the scenario where Denard Wilson stays on.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a ton of other scenarios where Denard Wilson stays on.
And then, you know, I just wanted to bring this up because of Borgonzi's conversation yesterday. You know, we talked about, you know, Bones Fossil in particular. And, you know, he's like, yeah, Bones did a great job for us. But, and he said it, the coaching staff's up to the head coach.
Right.
So whoever the head coach is, it's going to be now they've asked all their assistants to stay.
So, right, they're under contract.
Yeah, so I think they would like to keep some of those guys. I think some of them are good coaches, and I don't think they love paying people to not work. I think there's some of that there too. But I think if I were Mike Borgonzi, I'd be like, hey, hire who you want, but I'm going to really recommend Jimmy, Joe, and Josh over here.
Right.
Take a good look at these guys. I think they're really sharp. You know, ultimately the decision is yours, but I got to see these guys work for a year, and I think they can help you win.
Yeah, I think Bones Fossil is the obvious one, right?
Yeah.
Like, he is, I would say, almost certain to be back next year.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that there is a head coach that you would bring in that says, I don't want that guy on my staff.
You don't know.
You just don't know. There's relationships. There's all this stuff. Maybe guys have made promises to other.
Yeah.
You're going to be my special teams coordinator. I don't know. That one feels about as close to coming back as you can.
Him and Stocker.
I was about to say Luke Stocker, and then I think you got decisions to make on Denard Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked yesterday about Bo Hardigree.
Tracy Rocker's been around a long time.
Right. Hardigree is an interesting one because he's not going to be your play caller, right? But do you keep him on as a guy who has familiarity and has been the guy for Cam?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something another coach is going to have to weigh.
I think Frank Bush.
And I think it's good to keep those guys and say, hey, these are available to you.
Yeah.
You don't have to hire them. But if you want to, they're all under contract and you can keep them.
Yeah,
so.
I know I'm going through the whole staff. I can't remember the guy's name who coaches the edge. But they got the most.
They did out of that group.
Out of what they had, because I thought they were going to be last in the league in sacks this year. I really did.
Right.
And I know Jeff had 11, but they got way more. I mean, would they get 4.5 from Draymond? They got at least 4.5 from Jihad.
Right. Jalen Harrell
down the
three
stretch.
Three or four.
Yeah, down the stretch, Jalen was productive.
Yeah, he had another sack on Sunday.
And I didn't even know 56 name.
Truman Jones.
He was all over the quarterback.
I have to eat some crow because I mean, Truman Jones, I was wondering after the Browns or the 49ers game when Brock Purdy ran for the, I was like, who is 56 and why is he on the
field? Is Lawrence Taylor on the Titans? Yeah.
615-737-1025 is the phone number. We'll get to your phones coming up next. Continue to talk Titans head coaching search. John Harbaugh out on the market. Could the Titans bring him in for an interview? And even if he does not come here, what does this mean with another competitor out there on the head coaching market? 615-737-1025. Jake Lyman, Corey Curtis, Parker Kelly. Next man up, 1025 The Game. The Game Nashville Sports Network is your home for college football playoffs tomorrow following the Vanderbilt women's basketball game on 94.9 The Fan against Missouri. You can catch number 10 Miami against number 6 Ole Miss in the Fiesta Bowl. The college football playoff is presented by Twin Peaks and Parman Tractor and Equipment. Jake Lyman, Corey Curtis, Parker Kelly with you on this Wednesday, wrapping up hour number one. Let's go back to our phone lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Gil in California is called in. Gil, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Doing great.
Yeah, I wanted to say that what's interesting to me is that a lot of other teams got Harbaugh high on their list, and they're talking about they want to throw everything at them. But I was just thinking, like, the Titans have had since the middle of the season to get this coaching search together, and we never even knew that the Cleveland Brown coach or Harbaugh would be available. So if we don't get Harbaugh, we should still have a good plan. And I also want to see who the Ravens bring in, just to see, like, what are they thinking and what coaches are they looking at, because, you know, they're getting rid of Harbaugh, so, like, who do they think will be bringing next? So maybe that – I want to see if we have other – candidates in common.
Yeah, that's a good point, Gil, and that's actually where I wanted to go next, is that, yes, John Harbaugh is out on the market. Only one team is going to hire John Harbaugh. It's probably not going to be the Titans. I mean, if Paul Kaharsky is saying there's a 5% chance he even interviews, unlikely that he is going to be the head coach of the Titans, which means this probably is more harmful than helpful that John Harbaugh has been fired, because the Ravens' job is another competitor and a job that is pretty clearly better than everybody else on the market.
Yes and no. But if he goes to the Giants, then maybe you get the guy
the Giants wanted. Unless the Ravens get that guy. That's where it's...
But everybody has their own flavor.
Right.
All right, so you don't know. But I agree with what he's had to say, and that is the Titans have had months to do research on these guys. And Mike Borgonzi talked about that yesterday, how they have done a ton of research on all of these guys, and this has given them time to do that. And so they should have a pretty good idea of what they're going to do. These interviews just need to confirm what they think they know.
Yep.
So they should be able to, after talking to these guys, be able to, like, cross them off or circle them, however you want to do it, and move forward. So I think their interview process, while they're probably going to talk to a lot of people, should be fairly simple, but we'll see.
They are casting a wide net.
They should.
Jason Garrett has been included in that. He's interviewing on Friday. I will say there is no harm in talking to anybody. They could add Corey Curtis to the interview list, and
that'd be smart.
It does not mean that they are going to hire Corey. It's a fact-finding mission. It can be. Now, if they hire Jason Garrett, there are going to be a lot of questions that need to be answered, because
if they hire Jason Garrett, fans will storm St. Thomas Sports Park and throw all of them into the Cumberland River.
100%. And they're not going to hire Jason Garrett. I'm almost certain of that.
I cannot imagine.
There's no way. I know that the main thing when hiring a head coach can't be, can I sell this to the fan base? You can't be worried about that, but you can't hire Jason Garrett.
There's no proof in the pudding there.
Right. There's nothing that you could tell me that would say, no, this is a good hire.
Like,
Trust me.
Well, with a coordinator, you can sell hope.
Right.
And you can sell young up-and-comer. Jason Garrett's had a big bite at the apple. He got held on to Dallas.
He got a long leash in Dallas.
Yes, I mean, he got to keep biting that apple in Dallas.
Right.
All right, and it was all average at best. I mean, I didn't think he was a terrible coach. Everything about Dallas was just mediocre at best, and that is.
He did finish with a 56% winning percentage, which honestly isn't horrible. He was 85-67 over 10 years in Dallas.
That's better than I expected.
I did not know he got 10 years in Dallas.
Oh, yeah. Because, like, we thought for like 3-4 years he was in trouble.
But it's like, he went 12-4 in 2014. Okay. That was the year that, they went 13-3 in 2016. That was the year Rodgers beat them on the, you know, the they're celebrating with a minute 13 to go in the game.
Okay.
That was that year where Dak Prescott was a rookie. They went 13-3. Okay. They lost in the first round or the divisional round.
So that year they were 10 over 500. That kind of explains his record.
Right. He had four above 500 seasons, 12-4 in 2014, 13-3 in 2016, 9-7 in 2017, 10-6 in 2018. He was 8-8 in four of his 10 seasons.
There you go.
So
he's Jeff Fisher.
Welcome back, Jeff Fisher.
Yeah. You know, and that record is actually still better than I expected.
Yeah.
But what is it void of?
Playoff wins. He's got two playoff wins in his career. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. Back to the phone lines. Adam in Portland is called in. Adam, thanks for calling. Good morning.
Corey, I wasn't disturbed at all when I heard about like Matt Nagy interest and all that until John Harbaugh got fired. Now I think it's a weak candidate to me because of, like, I don't know. Just, and I told myself I wouldn't get upset about it because I'm like, anything's better than Brian Callahan. And so, and I trust Borgonzi, so I have to trust his judgment is not just going to be a personal thing. But does it not bother you covering this team for the entirety that we have to go to a second-rate candidate? Like, we don't get the big guy. Like, I guess technically Wisenhunt was the big guy of his hiring cycle, but he sucked, and we knew he sucked. So this right here, though, like, Harbaugh is a winner. Everybody knows he's a winner. And we're not even going to get – he's not even going to sniff Nashville. Like, I already – here at PK, he's got me all depressed. He's not even going to take a phone call from us, is what it looks like. So does that not bother you that you've been covering him so long and we can't even get an interest?
No, it doesn't bother me. I mean, look, I know, and you're a fan, and I get why it bothers you. But covering the team, it doesn't bother me. You know, I look at it more from an analytical point of view. You know, I would be like, well, why doesn't he want to talk to the team if he, in fact, does not? Is it because of ownership? Is it because of management? Is it because he doesn't believe in Cam Ward? There are a whole bunch of possibilities there. Does he already know he wants to go to the Giants? You know, does he already know he wants to go somewhere else?
Right, and I say, I don't want to waste your time.
Yeah, I mean, so there are too many factors in there that, you know, I'll put it to you this way, Adam. You know, say you want to ask Lucy to the dance, okay? But Lucy doesn't want to go with you. Is it going to bother you for the rest of your life that Lucy doesn't want to go with you? If she doesn't want to go with you, she doesn't want to go with you.
Right.
And so that's her loss. Adam's a good guy.
I'm at least going to ask her out. I'm not going to sit there and ask Jason Garrett out.
Well,
I'm
mean, but Adam, that's fine. You can ask her out.
I'm sure that they have asked Lucy.
Yes,
and
yes,
you know,
Lucy has gotten a phone call. I'm pretty sure of that.
There's no point in getting a stalking charge. Go find Sarah and see if she wants to go to the dance.
That's
with
right.
You.
She may be your soulmate.
To the dance with Jason Garrett, dude. There's no way we're that close. They're
not going to the dance with Jason Garrett. They asked Jason Garrett if he can have a piece of gum or something like that. Yeah. That's all it is. Thanks for the call, Adam. It's the Titans head coaching search has just begun.
Yeah, and look, I get the frustration of hearing a Super Bowl winning coach may not want to interview with you.
Right.
That's a personal attack.
Yeah, it's tough. What's wrong with us?
Yes.
Becomes the question.
Yeah, and then you're like, well, who do I have to blame? You know, like I said, is it ownership? Is it management? Is it what's the reason you want to explain? It's like anytime somebody breaks up with you.
Yeah.
And they say, well, it's not you, it's me. And it's like, no, it's not. It's me. What did I do? You know? And that's where I get his frustration.
Right.
I get his frustration.
No, it's tough.
And I know people want me to have a personal stake in all this. And I'm sorry I don't. I cover the team. I cover teams for a living. I've done it for over 30 years.
Yep.
And, you know, it kind of stinks in some way because it takes some of your passion away from things.
Yeah.
But you really learn to digest things more analytically, more slowly. You know, that's like, you know, there are other people in media who do other jobs different than I do.
Yeah.
You know, maybe in this format more, who are still fans.
Right.
And they come on the air and they're fans and you get that fandom.
Yeah.
And that's fine. But my job is presenting information.
Right.
And letting you do with it as you please. You know, am I close to the team? Do I know the players? Do I meet the coach? Yeah. Yeah, I do. And do I want them to do well? Usually.
Yeah.
I
mean, it makes your job easier when they win.
But yeah. But as far as me, you know, the closest I can come to that was when Dallas came here, when Wisenhunt was the coach.
Yeah.
And just beat the pants off of them. And they had – that was a good – I think it was Jason Garrett.
Yes, it must have been.
They had DeMarco. And,
right.
And just
– Dez Bryant.
Yeah. And I was like, man, why can't the Titans just have, like, one player like that? Now,
right.
Now, they had Delaney.
Yeah.
So they had Delaney, maybe like Casey. But I was like, can't they get like a DeMarco Murray?
Right.
And then I think like a year later they had DeMarco Murray.
Yeah.
But yeah. So there was a time where, you know, you get frustrated that the team you're covering stinks.
Right.
And you want to see good players make good plays. But, you know, I was on the show Monday morning and they were asking me about the restructuring of the front office and how I felt. I'm like, I don't care. And it's not all I care about is what's the end result.
Yeah.
Do they get a good coach? Do they get good players? That's all that matters to me. You know, I pretty much knew what each guy's job was, so I didn't worry about, you know,
yeah,
what the technical structure. I still don't care.
It's more of a PR move than
yes,
anything.
It is. And everybody likes to – when teams lose, everybody likes to get worked up over everything.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And they nitpick everything. Well, we're losing because of this. You're losing because your players aren't good enough and your coaches aren't good enough. That's why you're losing.
Winning fixes everything.
Go get some people.
615-737-1025 is the phone number. We'll get to your phones. We'll keep talking Titans coaching search. And we have some breaking news. We will get to it coming up next. Jake Lyman, Corey Curtis, Parker Kelly, next man up, 1025 The Game.